The Divine Comedy by Dante, illustrated, Purgatory, complete. Canto I. O'er better waves to speed her rapid course the light bark of my genius lifts the sail, well pleased to leave so cruel sea behind, and of that second region will I sing, in which the human spirit from sinful blot is purged, and for ascent to heaven prepares. Hear, O ye Halonine! For in your train I follow, hear the deadened strain revive, nor let Calliope refuse to sound a somewhat higher song, of that loud tone, which when the wretched birds of chattering note had heard, they of forgiveness lost all hope. Sweet hue of eastern sapphire, that was spread o'er the serene aspect of the pure air, high up as the first circle, to mine eyes unwonted joy renewed, soon as I scapped forth from the atmosphere of deadly gloom, that had mine eyes and bosom filled with grief. The radiant planet, that to love invites, made all the Orient laugh, and veiled beneath the Pisces light, that in his escort came. To the right hand I turned, and fixed my mind on the other pole attentive, where I saw four stars ne'er seen before save by the ken of our first parents. Heaven of their rays seemed joyous. O thou northern sight, bereft indeed, and widowed, since of these deprived. As from this view I had desisted, straight turning a little towards the other pole, there from whence now the wane had disappeared, I saw an old man standing by my side alone, so worthy of reverence in his look, that ne'er from son to father more was out. Low down his beard and mixed with hoary white descended, like his locks, which parting fell upon his breast in double fold. The beams of those four luminaries on his face so brightly shone, and with such radiance clear decked it, that I beheld him as the sun. Say who are ye, that stemming the blind stream, forth from th eternal prison house have fled? He spoke and moved those venerable plumes. Who hath conducted, or with lantern sure lights you emerging from the depth of night, that makes the infernal valley ever black? Are the firm statutes of the dread abyss broken, or in high heaven new laws ordained, that thus, condemned, ye to my cave's approach? My guide, then laying hold on me, by words and intimations given with hand and head, made my bend knees and I submissive pay due reverence, then thus to him replied. Not of myself I come, a dame from heaven descending, had besought me in my charge to bring. But since thy will implies, that more our true condition I unfold at large, mine is not to deny thee thy request. This mortal ne'er hath seen the farthest gloom. But erring by his folly had approached so near, that little space was left to turn. Then, as before I told, I was dispatched to work his rescue, and no way remained save this which I have time. I have displayed before him all the regions of the bad, and purpose now those spirits to display, that under thy command are purged from sin. How I have brought him would be long to say. From high descends the virtue, by whose aid I to thy sight and hearing him have led. Now may our coming please thee. In the search of liberty he journeys, that how dear they know, who for her sake have life refused. Thou knowest, to whom death for her was sweet in Utica, where thou didst leave those weeds, that in the last great day will shine so bright. For us the eternal edicts are unmoved, he breathes, and I am free of minus power, abiding in that circle where the eyes of thy chaste Marcia beam, who still in look praise thee, O hallowed spirit, to own her shine. Then by her love we implore thee, let us pass through thy seven regions, for which best thanks I for thy favor will to her return, if mention there below thou not disdain. Marcia so pleasing in my sight was found, he then to him rejoined, while I was there, that all she asked me I was fain to grant. Now that beyond that cursed stream she dwells, she may no longer move me, by that law, which was ordained me, when I issued thence. Not so, if deign from heaven, as thou sayest, moves and directs thee, then no flattery needs. Enough for me that in her name thou ask. Go therefore now, and with a slender reed see that thou duly gird him, and his face lave, till all sordid stain thou wipe from thence. For not with eye, by any cloud obscured, would it be seemly before him to come, who stands the foremost minister in heaven. This isle it all around, there far beneath, where the wave beats it, on the oozy bed produces store of reeds. No other plant, covered with leaves, or hardened in its stalk, there lives, not bending to the water's sway. After, this way return not, but the sun will show you, that now rises, where to take the mountain in its easiest ascent. He disappeared, and I myself upraised speechless, and to my guide retiring close, toward him turned mine eyes. He thus began, my son. Observe and thou my steps pursue. We must retreat to rearward, for that way the champagne to its slow extreme declines. The dawn had chanced the matin hour of prime, which deaf before it, so that from afar I spied the trembling of the ocean stream. We traversed the deserted plain, as one who, wandered from his track, thinks every step trodden in vain till he regain the path. When we had come, where yet the tender dew strove with the sun, and in a place where fresh the wind breath tore it, while it slowly dried, both hands extended on the watery grass my master placed, in graceful act and kind. Whence I of his intent before apprised, stretched out to him my cheeks suffused with tears. There to my visage he anew restored that hue, which the dun shades of hell concealed. Then on the solitary shore arrived, that never sailing on its waters saw man, that could after measure back his course, he girt me in such manner as had pleased him who instructed, and oh, strange to tell! As he selected every humble plant, wherever one was plucked, another there resembling, straightway in its place arose. Canto 2. Now had the sun to that horizon reached, that covers, with the most exalted point of its meridian circle, Salem's walls, and night, that opposite to him her orb sounds, from the stream of Ganges issued forth, holding the scales, that from her hands are dropped when she reigns highest, so that where I was, Aurora's white and vermeil tinctured cheek to orange turned as she an aging creased. Meanwhile we lingered by the water's brink, like men, who, musing on their road, in thought journey, while motionless the body rests. When lo! As near upon the hour of dawn, through the thick vapors Mars with fiery beam glares down in west, over the ocean floor, so seemed, what once again I hoped to view, a light so swiftly coming through the sea, no winged course might equal its career. From which when for a space I had withdrawn thine eyes, to make inquiry of my guide, again I looked and saw it grown in size and brightness, thou on either side appeared something, but what I knew not a bright hue, and by degrees from underneath it came another. My preceptor silent yet stood, while the brightness, that we first discerned, opened the form of wings, then when he knew the pilot, cried aloud, down, down, bend low thy knees, behold God's angel, fold thy hands, now shalt thou see true ministers indeed. Lo how all human means he sets at naught. So that nor oar he needs, nor other sail except his wings, between such distant shores. Lo how straight up to heaven he holds them reared, winnowing the air with those eternal plumes, that not like mortal hairs fall off or change. As more and more toward us came, more bright appeared the bird of God, nor could the eye endure his splendor near, I mine bent down. He drove ashore in a small bark so swift and light, that in its course no wave it drank. The heavenly steersman at the prow was seen, visibly written blessed in his looks. Within 100 spirits and more there sat. In exe to Israel de Egypto, all with one voice together sang, with what in the remainder of that hymn is writ. Then soon as with the sign of Holy Cross he blessed them, they at once leaped out on land, the swiftly as he came returned. The crew, there left, appeared astounded with the place, gazing around as one who sees new sights. From every side the sun darted his beams, and with his arrowy radiance from mid-heaven had chanced the Capricorn, when that strange tribe lifting their eyes towards us, if ye know, declare what path will lead us to the mount. Them Virgil answered. Ye suppose perchance us well acquainted with this place, but here, we, as yourselves, are strangers. Not long erst we came, before you but a little space, by other roads so rough and hard, that now the scent will seem to us as play. The spirits, who from my breathing had perceived I lived, grew pale with wonder. As the multitude flock round a herald, sent with olive branch, to hear what news he brings, and in their haste tread one another down, e'en so at sight of me those happy spirits were fixed, each one forgetful of its errand, to depart, were cleansed from sin, it might be made all fair. Then one I saw darting before the rest with such fond ardor to embrace me, I to do the like was moved. O shadows vain except in outward semblance. Thrice my hands I clasped behind it, they as oft returned empty into my breast again. Surprise I needs must think was painted in my looks, for that the shadow smiled and backward drew. To follow it I hastened, but with voice of sweetness it enjoined me to desist. Then who it was I knew, and prayed of it, to talk with me, it would a little pause. It answered, thee as in my mortal frame I loved, so loosed forth it I love thee still, and therefore pause, but why walkest thou here? Not without purpose once more to return, thou find'st me, my Cassia, where I am journeying this way, I said, but how of thee hath so much time been lost? He answered straight, no outrage hath been done to me, if he who when and whom he chooses takes, me oft this passage hath denied, since of just will is will he makes. These 3 months passed indeed, he, whose chose to enter, with free leave hath taken, whence I wandering by the shore where Tiber's wave grows salt, of him gain kind admittance, at that river's mouth, to road which his wings are pointed, for there always throng all such as not to Archeron descend. Then I, if new laws have not quite destroyed memory and use of that sweet song of love, that while all my cares had power to swage, please thee with it a little to console my spirit, that encumbered with its frame, traveling so far, of pain is overcome. love that discourses in my thoughts. He then began in such soft accents, that within the sweetness thrills me yet. My gentle guide and all who came with him, so well were pleased, that seemed naught else might in their thoughts have room. Fast fixed in mute attention to his notes we stood, when lo! That old man venerable exclaiming, "How is this, ye tardy spirits? What negligence detains you loitering here? Run to the mountain to cast off those scales, that from your eyes the sight of God conceal. As a wild flock of pigeons, to their food collected, blade or tares, without their pride accustomed, and in still and quiet sort, if aught alarm them, suddenly desert their meal, assailed by more important care, so I that Newcomb troop beheld, the song deserting, hasten to the mountain side, as one who goes yet where he tends knows not." Nor with less hurried step did we depart. Canto 3. Them sudden flight had scattered over the plain, turned towards the mountain, whither reason's voice drives us, I to my faithful company adhering, left it not. For how of him deprived, might I have sped, or who beside would o'er the mountainous tract have led my steps he with a bitter pang of self-remorse seemed smitten. O clear conscience and upright, how doth a little fling wound thee sore! Soon as his feet desisted, slackening pace, from haste, that mars all decency of act, my mind, that in itself before was wrapped, its thoughts expanded, as with joy restored, and full against the steep ascent I set my face, where highest to heaven its top o'erflows. The sun, that flared behind, with ruddy beam before my form was broken, for in me his rays resistance met. I turned aside with fear of being left, when I beheld only before myself the ground obscured. When thus my solace, turning him around, bespake me kindly, "Why distrustest thou? Believest not I am with thee, thy sure guide? It now is evening there, where buried lies the body, in which I cast a shade, removed to Naples from Brundusium's wall. Nor thou marvel, if before me no shadow fall, more than that in the sky element one ray obstructs not other. To endure torments of heat and cold extreme, like frames that virtue hath disposed, which how it works wills not to us should be revealed. Insane who hopes, our reason may that space explore, which holds three persons in one substance knit. Seek not the wherefore, race of humankind, could ye have seen the whole, no need had been for Mary to bring forth. Moreover ye have seen such men desiring fruitlessly, to whose desires repose would have been given, that now but serve them for eternal grief. I speak of Plato, and the Stagyrite, and others many more." And then he bent downwards his forehead, and in troubled mood broke off his speech. Meanwhile we had arrived far as the mountain's foot, and there the rock found of so steep ascent, that nimblest steps to climb it had been vain. The most remote, most wild untrodden path, in all the track twixt Laris and Turbia were to this ale adder easy and open of access. Who knows on which hand now the steep declines? My master said and paused, so that he may ascend, who journeys without aid of wine. And while with looks directed to the ground the meaning of the pathway he explored, and I gazed upward round the stony height, of spirits, that toward us moved their steps, yet moving seemed not, they so slow approached. I thus my guide addressed, "Upraise thine eyes, lo that way some, of whom thou mayst obtain counsel, if of thyself thou find'st it not." Straightway he looked, and with free speech replied, "Let us tend thither, they but softly come. And thou be firm in hope, my son beloved." Now was that people distant far in space 1,000 paces behind ours, as much as at a throw the nervous arm could fling, when all drew backward on the messy crags of the steep bank, and firmly stood unmoved as one who walks in doubt might stand to look. O spirits perfect! O already chosen! Virgil to them began, "By that blessed peace, which, as I deem, is for you all prepared, instruct us where the mountain low declines, so that attempt to mount it be not vain. For who knows most, him loss of time most grieves. As sheep, that step from forth their fold, by one, or pairs, or three at once, meanwhile the rest stand fearfully, bending the eye and nose to ground, and what the foremost does, that do the others, gathering round her, if she stops, simple and quiet, nor the cause discern, so saw I moving to advance the first, who of that fortunate crew were at the head, of modest mien and graceful in their gait. When they before me had beheld the light from my right side fall broken on the ground, so that the shadow reached the cave, they stopped and somewhat back retired, the same did all, who followed, the one weeding of the cause. Unasked of you, yet freely I confess, this is a human body which ye see. That the sun's light is broken on the ground, marvel not, but believe, that not without virtue derived from heaven, we to climb over this wall aspire. So then bespake my master, and that virtuous tribe rejoined, "Turn, and before you there the entrance lies," making a signal to us with bent hands. Then of them one began, "Who e'er thou art, who journeys thus this way, thy visage turn, think if me elsewhere thou hast ever seen. I towards him turned, and with fixed eye beheld. Comely, and fair, and gentle of aspect, he seemed, but on one brow a gash was marked. When humbly I disclaimed to have beheld him ever, now behold. He said, and showed high on his breast a wound, then smiling spake. I am Manfredi, grandson to the Queen Costanza, whence I pray thee, when returned, to my fair daughter go, the parent glad of Argania and Cecilia's pride, and of the truth inform her, if of me aught else be told. When by two mortal blows my frame was shattered, I betook myself weeping to him, who of free will forgives. My sins were horrible, but so wide arms hath goodness infinite, that it receives all who turn to it. Had this text divine been of Cosenza's shepherd better scanned, who then by Clement on my hunt was set, yet at the bridge's head my bones had lain, near Benevento, by the heavy mole protected, but the rain now drenches them, and the wind drives, out of the kingdom's bounds, far as the stream of Verd, where, with lights extinguished, he removed them from their bed. Yet by their curse we are not so destroyed, but that the eternal love may turn, while hope retains her verdant blossoms. True it is, that such one as in contumacy dies against the Holy Church, though he repent, must wander thirtyfold for all the time in his presumption past, if such decree be not by prayers of good men shorter made. Look therefore if thou canst advance my bliss, revealing to my good Costanza, how thou hast beheld me, and beside the terms laid on me of that interdict, for here by means of those below much profit comes. Canto 4. When by sensations of delight or pain, that any of our faculties hath seized, entire the soul collects herself, it seems she is intent upon that power alone, and thus the error is disproved which holds the soul not singly lighted in the breast. And therefore when as aught is heard or seen, that firmly keeps the soul toward it turned, time passes, and a man perceives it not. For that, whereby he hearken, is one power, another that, which the whole spirit hash, this is as it were bound, while that is free. This found I true by proof, hearing that spirit and wondering, for full 50 steps aloft the sun had measured unobserved of me, when we arrived where all with one accord the spirits shouted, here is what ye ask. A larger aperture oft times is stopped with forked stake of thorn by villager, when the ripe grape embrowns, then was the path, by which my guide, and I behind him close, ascended solitary, when that troop departing left us. On San Leo's road who journeys, or Tanoli low descends, or mounts Bismontua's height, must use his feet, but here a man had need to fly, I mean with the swift wing and plumes of high desire, conducted by his aid, who gave me hope, and with light furnished to direct my way. We through the broken rock ascended, close pent on each side, while underneath the ground asked help of hands and feet. When we arrived near on the highest ridge of the steep bank, where the plain level opened I exclaimed, O master! Say which way can we proceed? He answered, let no step of thine recede. Behind me gain the mountain, till to us some practiced guide appear. That eminence was lofty that no eye might reach its point, and the side proudly rising, more than line from the mid-quadrant to the center drawn. I wearied thus began, parent beloved. Turn, and behold how I remain alone, if thou stay not. My son. He straight replied, thus far put forth thy strength, and to a track pointed, that, on this side projecting, round circles the hill. His word so spurred me on, that I behind him clambering, forked myself, till my feet pressed the circuit plain beneath. There both together seated, turned we round to eastward, whence was our ascent, and oft many beside have with delight looked back. First on the nether shores I turned my eyes, then raised them to the sun, and wondering marked that from the left it smote us. Soon perceived that poet sage now at the car of light Amazda I stood, where twixt us and the north its course it entered. Whence he thus to me, where lead his offspring now in company of that broad mirror, that high up and low imparts his light beneath, thou mightst behold the ruddy zodiac nearer to the bear's wheel, if its ancient course it not forsook. How that may be if thou wouldst think, within pondering, imagine Sion with this mount placed on the earth, so that to both be one horizon, and two hemispheres apart, where lies the path that Phaeton ill knew to guide his erring chariot, thou wilt see how of necessity by this on one he passes, while by that on the other side, if with clear view shine intellect attend. Of truth, kind teacher! I exclaimed, so clear aught saw I never, as I now discern where seemed my ken to fail, that the minorb of the supernal motion, which in terms of art is called the equator, and remains ever between the sun and winter, for the cause thou hast assigned, from hence toward the north departs, when those who in the Hebrew land inhabit, see it towards the warmer part. But if it please thee, I would gladly know, how far we have to journey, for the hill mounts higher, than this sight of mine can mount. He thus to me, such is this steep ascent, that it is ever difficult at first, but, more a man proceeds, less evil grows. When pleasant it shall seem to thee, so much that upward going shall be easy to thee. As in a vessel to go down the tide, then of this path thou wilt have reached the end. There hope to rest thee from thy toil. No more I answer, and thus far for certain know. As he his words had spoken, near to us a voice there sounded, yet ye first perchance may to repose you by constraint be led. At sound thereof each turned, and on the left a huge stone we beheld, of which nor I nor he before was ware. Thither we drew, find there were some, who in the shady place behind the rock were standing, as a man through idleness might stand. Among them one, who seemed to me much wearied, sat him down, and with his arms did fold his knees about, holding his face between them downward bent. Sweet sir, I cried, behold that man, who shows himself more idle, than if laziness were sister to him. Straight he turned to us, and, o'er the thigh lifting his face, observed, then in these accents spake, up then, proceed thou valiant one. Straight who it was I knew, nor could the pain I felt, for want of breath still somewhat urged me, hinder my approach. And when I came to him, he scarce his head uplifted, saying, well hast thou discerned, how from the left the sun his chariot leads. His lazy acts and broken words my lips to laughter somewhat moved, when I began, Balaqua, now for thee I grieve no more. But tell, why thou art seated upright there? Waitest thou escort to conduct thee hence? Or blame I only shine accustomed ways? Then he, my brother, of what use to mount, when to my suffering would not let me pass the bird of God, who at the portal sits. Behooves so long that heaven first bear me round without its limits, as in life it bore, because I to the end repentant sighs delayed, if prayer do not aid me first, that riseth up from heart which lives in grace. What other kind avails, not heard in heaven? Before me now the poet up the mount ascending, cried, haste thee, for see the sun has touched the point meridian, and the night now covers with her foot Morocco's shore. Canto V. Now had I left those spirits, and pursued the steps of my conductor, when beheld pointing the finger at me one exclaimed, see how it seems as if the light not shone from the left hand of him beneath, and he, as living, seems to be led on. Mine eyes I at that sound reverting, saw them gaze through wonder first at me, and then at me and the light broken underneath, by turns. Why are thy thoughts thus riveted? My guide exclaimed, that thou hast slacked thy pace? Or how imports it thee, what thing is whispered here? Come after me, and to their babblings leave the crowd. Be as a tower, that, firmly set, shakes not its top for any blast that blows. He, in whose bosom thought on thought shoots out, still of his aim is wide, in that the one sicklies and wastes to naught the other's strength. What other could I answer save I come? I said it, somewhat with that color tinged which oft-times pardon meriteth for man. Meanwhile traverse along the hill there came, a little way before us, some who sang the miserere in responsive strains. When they perceived that through my body I gave way not for the rays to pass, their song straight to a long and hoarse exclaim they changed, and two of them, in guise of messengers, ran on to meet us, and inquiring asked, of your condition we would gladly learn. To them my guide. Ye may return, and bear tidings to them who sent you, that his frame is real flesh. If, as I deem, to view his shade they passed, enough is answered them. Him let them honor, they may prize him well. Ne'er saw I fiery vapors with such speed cut through the serene air at fall of night, nor August's clouds athwart the setting sun, that upward these did not in shorter space return, and, there arriving, with the rest wheel back on us, as with loose rein a troop. Many, exclaimed the bard, are these, who throng around us, to petition thee they come. Go therefore on, and listen as thou goest read. O Spirit! Who goest on to blessedness with the same limbs, that clad thee at thy birth? Shouting they came, a little rest thy step. Look if thou any one amongst our tribe hast e'er beheld, that tidings of him there thou mayst report. Ah, wherefore goest thou on? Ah, wherefore tarriest thou not? We all by violence died, and to our latest hour were sinners, but then warned by light from heaven, so that, repenting and forgiving, we did issue out of life at peace with God, who with desire to see him fills our heart. Then I, the visages of all I scan yet none of ye remember. But if aught, that I can do, may please you, gentle spirits. Speak, and I will perform it, by that peace, which on the steps of guide so excellent following from world to world intent I seek. In answer he began, none here distrusts thy kindness, though not promised with an oath, so as the will fail not for one of power. Whence I, whose soul before the others speak, entreat thee, if thou ever see that land, which lies between Romagna and the realm of Charles, that of thy courtesy thou pray those who inhabit Phano, that for me their adorations duly be put up, by which I may purge off my grievous sins. From thence I came. But the deep passages, whence issued out the blood wherein I dwelt, upon my bosom in Antenor's land were made, were to be more secure I thought. The author of the deed was S. Prince, who, more than right could warrant, with his wrath pursued me. Had I towards Mira fled, when over to Adariaco, still might I have breathed. But to the marsh I sped, and in the mire and rushes tangled there fell, and beheld my life blood float the plain. Then said another, Ah! So may the wish, that takes thee o'er the mountain, be fulfilled, as thou shalt graciously give aid to mine. Of Mona Feltro I, Boon Condi I, Giovanna nor none else have care for me, sorrowing with these I therefore go. I thus, from Campaldino's field what force or chance drew thee, that ne'er thy sepulture was known? Oh! Answered he, at Casentino's foot a stream there courseth, named Arciano, sprung in Apennine above the hermit's seat. E'en where its name is cancelled, there came I, pierced in the heart, fleeing away on foot, and bloodying the plain. Here sight and speech failed me, and finishing with Mary's name I fell, and tenantless my flesh remained. I will report the truth, which thou again tell to the living. Me God's angel took, whilst he of hell exclaimed, O thou from heaven! Say wherefore hast thou robbed me? Thou of mth eternal portion bearst with thee away for one poor tear that he deprives me of. But of the other, other rule I make. Thou knowest how in the atmosphere collects that vapor dank, returning into water, soon as it mounts where cold condenses it. That evil will, which in his intellect still follows evil, came, and raised the wind and smoky mist, by virtue of the power given by his nature. Thence the valley, soon as day was spent, he covered o'er with cloud from Protomagno to the mountain range, and stretched the sky above, so that the air impregnate Chang to water. Fell the rain, and to the foss came all that the land contained not, and, as mightiest streams are wont, to the great river with such headlong sweep rushed, that naught stayed its course. My stiffened frame laid at his mouth the fell Arciano found, and dashed it into Arno, from my breast loosening the cross, that of myself I made when overcome with pain. He hurled me on, along the banks and bottom of his course, then in his muddy spoils encircling ramped. Ah! When thou to the world shalt be returned, and rested after thy long road, so spake next the third spirit, then remember me. I once was Pia. Sienna gave me life, Maremma took it from me. That he knows, whom he with jeweled ring had first espoused, can of I. When from their game of dice men separate, he, who hath lost, remains in sadness fixed, revolving in his mind, what luckless throws he cast, but meanwhile all the company go with the other, one before him runs, and one behind his mantle twitches, one fast by his side bids him remember him. He stops not, and each one, to whom his hand is stretched, well knows he bids him stand aside, and thus he from the press defends himself. E'en such was I in that close crowd and throng, and turning so my face around to all, and promising, I scapped from it with pains. Here of Arezzo him I saw, who fell by Gino's cruel arm, and him beside, who in his chase was swallowed by the stream. Here Frederick Novello, with his hand stretched forth, entreated, and of Pisa he, who put the good Marzucco to such proof of constancy. Count Orso I beheld, and from its frame a soul dismissed for spite and envy, as it said, but for no crime, I speak of Peter de la Brosse, and here, while she yet lives, that lady of Brabant let her beware, lest for so false a deed she heard with worse than these. When I was freed from all those spirits, who prayed for others' prayers to hasten on their state of blessedness, straight I began, O thou, my luminary. It seems expressly in thy text denied, that heaven's supreme decree can never bend to supplication, yet with this design do these entreat. Can then their hope be vain, or is thy saying not to me revealed? He thus to me, both what I write is plain.